This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he conveyed India's concerns over the recent developments and emphasized the safety of civilians as a priority. The Prime Minister also noted that India reiterates the need for an early cessation of hostilities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security at his residence yesterday. Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman attended the CCS, the nation's top decision-making body on security and strategic affairs. The meeting came in the wake of rapidly evolving global situation arising from the escalating Iran-Israel-US conflict. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the President of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, yesterday. Mr. Modi strongly condemned the attacks on the UAE and condoled the loss of lives in these attacks. The Prime Minister said India stands in solidarity with the UAE in these difficult times. Mr. Modi also thanked Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan for taking care of the Indian community living in the UAE. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said India supports de-escalation, regional peace, security and stability. The Civil Aviation Ministry has said that the Passenger Assistance Control Room, PACR, under the Ministry is actively addressing grievances and queries of air travellers in view of the ongoing developments in West Asia. In a social media post, the Ministry informed that the control room has resolved 411 passenger grievances during the ongoing situation in coordination with airlines and airport operators. It noted that passenger concerns received through social media platforms, the Air Seva portal and dedicated helplines are being closely monitored and prioritized for redressal while ensuring timely assistance and support. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that they destroyed 9 Iranian naval ships. In a public post on social media platform, Mr. Trump said that he has been informed that 9 Iranian naval ships have been destroyed and sunk, with some of them relatively large and important. Mr. Trump also warned that U.S. is going after the remaining naval ships of Iran and they will also be floating soon at the bottom of the sea. President Draupadi Murmu will launch the Delhi Lakhpati Bitiya Yojana today at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in the national capital. The existing Ladli scheme has been expanded and restructured into the Delhi Lakhpati Bitiya Yojana. Under the new scheme, both the financial assistance and the overall vision have been significantly enhanced. The scheme will benefit families with an annual income not exceeding 1,20,000 rupees and who have been residing in Delhi for the past 3 years. The girl child must have been born in Delhi. In Uttar Pradesh, during the mega plantation drive held in the Sujabad Domari area of Varanasi yesterday, residents planted 251,446 saplings within just 1 hour, breaking China's 8-year-old record. On the occasion, Guinness World Records Judge Rishinath presented the certificate to Mayor Ashok Kumar Tiwari and Municipal Commissioner Himanshu Nagpal. Guinness World Records adjudicator Rishinath and World Records strategist Nishchal Barod monitored every activity on site yesterday. After accurate verification through drone cameras and modern digital counting systems, Rishinath officially announced the new record. In cricket, India stormed into the semi-final of ICC Men's T20 World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in a must-win Super 8 clash at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing a target 196 runs set by the West Indies, Sanju Samson's unbeaten innings of 97 runs off just 50 balls helped Men in Blue to chase the target with 4 balls remaining. He was also adjudged the player of the match. India will now face England in the second semi-final match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai on Thursday. Before that, South Africa will take on New Zealand in the first semi-final clash at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata on Wednesday. The winners of both these matches will face each other in the finals on 8th of March at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.